Miss Saigon, the epic Broadway musical, visits the Sanger Theater next week. Today on The Work of Art, Tom Capps, a New Orleans native who was the original stage manager on the Broadway opening of Miss Saigon, shares his experiences on that groundbreaking production.
I had a premonition I was going to see the show. A friend of mine was directing a play in London, and he flew me over there specifically to see Miss Saigon. He was crazy about it. And when I came in, I said, I'm going to do the show. At the time, Miss Saigon was the show with the biggest budget and the biggest package of scenery, costumes, cast, lighting, everything together that had ever been produced. And it almost didn't happen.
Because of the casting issue.
Yeah. Right. It was a gigantic hit at the Drury Lane in London. And Cameron wanted to bring Jonathan Pryce, who played this character called the Engineer, who's sort of this puppet master, pulling all the strings and leading you through it. He's kind of an anti-hero. But Actors Equity didn't want to allow Cameron and Nick to have Jonathan Pryce. They thought there are plenty of American actors who can play that role and maybe even surpass Jonathan in it. So they just dug their heels in and said, we just won't allow this production with Jonathan Pryce starring in it. And Cameron and Nick said, you know what? It's not worth doing. And the end of that week, they ran a full page ad in the Sunday Times that said, production canceled, please get your tickets refunded.
The argument over one role, they were jeopardizing up to 40 to 50 other actors.
Yeah, actors, stagehands. I mean, work for probably 120 people week in, week out.
And this was to be a sure hit, because based on what had happened in London, the excitement over the fact that it was coming here. So
there's a parallel battle being fought by Asian American actors in the United States. Again, that Jonathan was playing a role, the role of a Eurasian pimp. And they were saying it needed to be someone with an Asian pedigree. They protested the show. They picketed it. There were previews when they stood up, tried to disrupt performances. But eventually, Equity broke down. And when they saw that Cameron and Nick were not going to back down, they allowed Jonathan, who ended up winning the Tony Award.
I want to come back to your stage managing the show. There's a bunch of things going on here. There's acrobats and the ensemble performers who track many different roles in the performance. You're always in rehearsal. When did you find time to enjoy New York?
Well, New York is so intense. Little bursts of it tended to be just fine. Also, being a stage manager is not for someone who feels about the business. You've got to love it, because you've got to be immersed. My business day started at 9 a.m. and it would go to 11 p.m. And a lot of that was about the casting for that evening show or that week's number of performances, based on who's on vacation, who has personal days, just like with regular jobs, who's sick or injured and can't perform. So say Jonathan was out sick because he lost his voice or something, then Francis would step up into that role. There was someone from the ensemble would step up into the role of the club owner, and then a swing, and the swings are understudies for the ensemble. Really, really special and particular talent. A swing might cover up to 10 or 12 different roles, different tracks as they go through the evening, and have to just come up with it, sometimes on a minute's notice. The rehearsals that we talked about in terms of keeping understudies fresh, it was for them to jump into this track. So it's a dominoes.
When you were going into the early production rehearsals for it, was there a moment where you knew, wow, now I get it? Because there's always a lot of hype about shows, and you know, you can see them and all, but as you're putting them together, you never really know. Was there a moment you felt like, this is just going to pack the houses?
The first musical number in the show, is sung by the bar girls in the bar where the engineer is the manager. They sing about how when they're having to quote unquote date these soldiers, they just leave their bodies and go to the movie in my mind, whatever their fantasy is that takes them away and makes them absent in terms of their spirit while their body remains. A girl who plays Gigi, she's like the head, the bar girl, she sings the first verse of it, and there was a window fan in the window, and there was late afternoon sun, and you can see the shadow of the fan on her face as she was sitting there singing, and it was like having a, you know, a ceiling fan over, and that just sent me right there. But I thought, this is great, great musical theater storytelling.
Tom Capps, a New Orleanian who worked as a stage manager over two decades of Broadway shows, including the original production of Miss Saigon. The touring production visits the Sanger Theater for 8 shows next week. The Work of Art is a weekly series from New Orleans Public Radio featuring interviews with collaborators in the artistic process. The Work of Art is supported by the Helles Foundation. For New Orleans Public Radio, I'm Carl Lengel.